This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. As the House impeachment probe moves toward opening hearings next week, it seems unlikely former National Security Advisor John Bolton will testify. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani explains why.
As expected, Bolton did not show up for a closed-door interview. His lawyer had said Bolton would not appear without a subpoena and had not received one. While Bolton was a no-show, one of Vice President Pence's aides did appear. Jennifer Williams was among those who listened to the July phone call where an administration official says President Trump pushed Ukraine's leader to investigate Democrats. As Williams testified, her boss told reporters in New Hampshire his boss did nothing wrong.
What's going on in Washington, D.C. today is a disgrace.
The president's directed his employees not to cooperate with impeachment investigators who scheduled 13 witnesses this week. Only Williams and one other showed up. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg is considering entering the 2020 presidential race, AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
An advisor to the billionaire businessman says Michael Bloomberg is worried that the current field of Democratic presidential candidates might not be well positioned to defeat President Trump next year. So even though Bloomberg had ruled out a presidential bid earlier this year, he's now reconsidering. The advisor says Bloomberg is planning to file the papers to get his name on the ballot for Alabama's Democratic presidential primary. The deadline for filing is Friday. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
More than a year after the brutal murder of Washington Post columnist and Saudi critic Jamal Khashoggi and the Saudi consulate in Istanbul, U.S. Central Intelligence Agency Director Gina Haspel, and the Saudi King Salman bin Abdulaziz Al Saud met Thursday in Riyadh. The meeting also takes place shortly after two former Twitter employees and a third man from Saudi Arabia were charged in the U.S. with spying.